Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. It was a raucous Thanksgiving night for the Patriots here at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. The Pats routing the Jets in dominant fashion. After the game, we were inside the locker room, heard from Rob Ninkovich, Steve Gregory, Shane Vereen, and others, and here they are in Locker Room Uncut.
So, you know, we just got to keep on, stay with it, make sure that we're getting rest and getting ready for and preparing and getting ready for the next week. And that's what it's all about at this point, making sure that we're, you know, sticking to the details.
That's the biggest thing we've been working on, and I think it's something we've been talking about throughout the season, playing for 60 minutes, and each week we're getting closer now. And I think Coach always tells us seasons are long, and you got to keep building. You got to keep getting better throughout the season. So, you know, the good thing is we're seeing improvement, and we know we can still improve. So this team hasn't hit their peak yet, and we just got to keep working at it.
No, that was a lot of points in a short period of time there. I think that really set the momentum for the game. You know, it really turned things into a kind of a lopsided deal there. But you know, they're a good football team, but we don't have to play them again this year. So we're excited about what we did today.
You know, as a defense, we're doing a good job of, you know, putting pressure on the ball. You know, it seems that every game, you know, we're doing something to where, you know, our offense is capitalizing on, you know, the turnovers that we're making. So the more opportunities we give our offense, you know, just the better, you know, we're going to be at the end of the game.
Forced fumbles is just playing hard, just guys getting to the ball and then hitting. And we take pride in that. We have a lot of guys, I think, you know, as Spikes kind of leads it off as being, you know, the big hitter on our team. But other guys just having awareness for the ball, whether it's hitting it off guys, stripping off guys, just trying to make plays.
And we were telling each other that even here at halftime. You know, it's a 0-0 game. We got to go out there and play like it's 0-0 and not give them an opportunity to get back in it. You know, we're a little sluggish there at the start of the third quarter, but, you know, we had a good drive and really kind of put the nail in the coffin.
It's a good feeling. You know, you know that you're doing something right on the defensive side of the ball to get them so frustrated that they're leaving early. So, you know, I think that it's always a great feeling coming to another place, you know, and at the end of the game, your fans are, there's more of the Patriot fans in the crowd than there are Jets fans.
To come on the road and have a good team victory like we did today, we'll be able to rest easily.
And how about win number 200 for your coach?
That's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, I've only been here for, you know, a year and a half now, and I've already learned so much. I can only imagine the time and the effort and how all the guys feel about that. That's been a long time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.